So was Krishna's Maushal Leela. By Maushal Leela you mean the Dwarka buses being killed?
Yeah, Maushal Leela.
Yeah, okay.
Something that that's okay. Non-believers look at and say, oh, see, Krishna is not God.
So Krishna's pastime, and that is, what purpose does it serve? Is it to remove unwanted elements? Or, well, you have to understand it in a slightly different way. See, the Mahabharata and the Bhagavatam, which is carrying on with the incidents of the Mahabharata, it is understood at three levels. There is an earthly level, there is the cosmic level, and there is a transcendental level. At the earthly level, there are these princes, those princes, the Pandavas and Kauravas fight. At a cosmic level, there are forces from other parts of the universe who appear over here. The Devatas appear as the Pandavas, or there's the virtuous people. And even many of the Dwarkavasis are also, at one level they are eternal associates, but another level they are Devatas, or associates of the Devatas. And the demons also come. Duryodhana is told in the Mahabharata that he is actually arranged by the austerities of the Daityas and Danavas to appear on the earth. So basically there is this conflict. The earth becomes the vortex, the center point of this cosmic conflict between the higher forces and the lower forces, the gods and the demons. So it's like, say, if a world war is happening, and many times in the world war, the armies from one force and the other force, they meet in some remote village somewhere. And there are hundreds and hundreds of warriors who are there. The whole village is practically overrun by those warriors. And then the whole battle takes place and the good side wins. At that time, for the winning of the good side, all those warriors are required. But after that is over, then those warriors, they're present, all those soldiers, those warriors, that whole army is present in that small village is not required. It will be a disruption. So then those soldiers leave from there. So they should leave, otherwise they can't stay there. So now, specific mode in which they may leave, that can vary. They just leave from there. So similarly, if we consider that on the earth, it's like a small planet in the overall cosmos, where the celestial and the subterranean forces, they combine, they come over here and they confront, there's a conflict. And then Krishna arranges the Kurukshetra war, Krishna doesn't cause it, but Krishna arranges through the Kurukshetra war and through his own personal killing of the demons to end all of them. And when they are over, then this the purpose of the, even the godly forces being on the earth is over. So then he has to end them. Now, why does he have to end it in such a tragic kind of way, with a fratricidal way? There are multiple understandings of that. One is that the Mahabharata is overall candid. It doesn't depict perfect characters. It depicts even glorious characters who have imperfections. So Yudhishthir is Dharmaraj, but he has a weakness for gambling. So similarly, the Dwarkavasis, they have a weakness for drinking. And just as the whole tragedy in the gambling match happens by Yudhishthir's weakness, and the Mahabharata graphically demonstrates the consequences of that. Similarly, the consequences of drinking are demonstrated through this pastime. That even those the great associates, if they drink, they will suffer by that. Another point there is that the Bhagavatam is very emphatic, and Krishna is very, very cautious that one should not offend Brahmanas. The Brahmanas, of course, Vaishnavas were there. So when Samba does that, Samba, and the Vallabhacharya in his Bhagavatam commentary says that Samba is, he is anartha suchak. He always does some inauspicious things. Like he kidnaps Lakshmana even against her will. And then a big, almost like a war happens between Balram and Kauravas. So he does certain things which are not very wholesome. So Samba, he plays that trick on the sages. And he says, okay, he acts like a pregnant woman. He says, you know, you have a, this is going to be a boy or a girl. So the sages get angry. And they say that you fool this, the product of this will be the cause of your death. So now Krishna arranges through this to demonstrate that how even his own sons and his own family can be killed if we offend Brahmanas. So we should not offend Brahmanas. And then of course the last reason we understand, there could be many more, but in this contextual analysis we are doing, the reason is that also when Krishna descends to this world, he reciprocates with our desires. That means, Nityo Nityanam Chetna Chetnam Eko Bahunam Yudhati Kaman is one who maintains others according to their desires. So for those who want to be faithful, he gives abundant reasons for faith. But for those who want to be faithless, Krishna will give them reasons for that also. So Chaitanya Charitamrit in Krishna's Kajaja Swami as well as Jiva Goswami in the Sandarbhas, he talks about certain pastimes as Asura Mohan Leela. These pastimes are performed primarily to delude the demoniac. So there can be people who can look at Krishna's life throughout and then they can understand that actually Krishna did so many extraordinary things. Must be God. Or somebody can look at the end and say, just see his family, God died like this. What is, he couldn't even protect that. And if you see that, if somebody simply wants to use from the logical perspective, a hunter hit Krishna on the leg. Now normally a wound on the leg is not fatal. Battle-hardened Kshatriya has fought against great demons. How could an arrow to the foot kill him? So that's simply Leela. So there are abundant loopholes within the atheistic conclusion that they may arrive at. But if somebody wants to arrive at, the Bhagavatam says that, how could that Krishna who went to hell to get back the sons of Sandipani Muni, his guru, he went to the abode of death to reclaim those who were dead. How could he be sent to the abode of death? And that too by an arrow like this. Hitting at the non-fatal part of the body. Non-fatal injury. So, but that whole point is that Krishna allows people who want to be faithless to be faithless. That's our understanding of this pastime.